What's going on, everybody? I hope you guys are doing super, super well today. I put out the bat signal a little bit too late, okay? We don't have a guest, but we still have a great podcast. Just because I'm unprepared doesn't mean that you won't be prepared for UFC 226, okay? I changed most of my picks from the podcast I did with Dan now that I've had some time to think about it. It's going to be a good fight card, even though Max Holloway and Brian Ortega are out. It sucks, okay? They're going to run it back. They're going to fight more than once. Don't worry. Still buy this fight card. This fight card is going to be good. It's going to be fun. We'll get into it. We'll get into some other stuff. And I hope you guys enjoy this one, all right? What's up, everybody? UFC 226 coming at you tomorrow or today if you're listening. Today is July 6th. The fight is July 7th. Okay? Stipe Miocic. I don't even know how they say his last name. Hashtag Clevelanders. Hey, how about this, though? How about all the Clevelanders are like, yo, put billboard of Stipe up where LeBron was. No. I love Stipe as much as the next guy. But that is an awful idea. As far as like a draw for Cleveland, would not be a good idea. UFC 226. I was going to wait to do the picks at the end, but you know what? Might as well just do them now. That was your boy Buffer. I just wanted to, I don't know why I did that. I just wanted to hear it's time so that I could get fired up for the fight. Okay? Don't know what fight that was from. It was just one on YouTube. But anyway, let me actually open up the UFC app so that I could get everybody that's fighting. The Max Holloway one, him being out, it's a bummer. But it's not the end of the world, okay? It sucks, but the fight card is still sick. So the prelims, well, actually, just the Uriah Hall and Paulo Costa, that's going to be a good fight. That's the main event on the prelims. That's a really good fight. So don't sleep on that one. But you guys aren't here for the prelims, are you? No. You guys are here for the main event. The main card picks. Okay, so it opens up with Gokhan Saki and Roundtree Jr. Okay, straight up, do not sleep on this fight. This is the first fight of the main event. Do not sleep on it, okay? Don't blink. Don't get up to go get some salsa. Don't get up to go get some pizza, because this fight is going to end in a knockout. These two light heavyweights, they're both strikers, okay? And they both have little caution. I don't know who to pick for this. I really don't. I know I have to pick, and it's a toss-up. I'm going to go with... I really have no idea who to take in this. I would take Gokhan Saki, I think he's one of the best. He's going, look, he's 1-1, but as far as strikers, I think he's going to go down as one of the best. So I'm taking him, but it could easily go with Rountree Jr. The next fight is the Michael Chiesa and Showtime Pettis. I took Pettis just because I love the guy, but look, the last podcast, look, I picked Pettis, right? And that's because I really like him, but if I'm going to put money on it, which is, I mean, that's what taking picks is, it's not picking the guy you like. It's, if you're putting money on it, I'm taking Chiesa in this fight. I think Pettis, I think his run in the UFC, I think the game changed, and I just feel like his run might be, his best days are behind him, okay? And Chiesa, his best days are, I mean, they're in front of him, you know? But Pettis, man, he has that highlight of him jumping off the cage. You know, it's like a running off the cage, and I think it's when he hit Henderson right in the face. That's probably the best MMA clip ever, right? He's lost, like, what, in decision to Edson Barboza, and Eddie Alvarez was a split decision. Anthony Pettis. It's just, he lost to Poirier, then he lost to Max Holloway, but look, Holloway and Pettis had no right being 145. That's another thing about Max Holloway and T-City, is those guys, they're going to fight again at 155. That's another fun thing about that. I think they're going to fight. They're going to fight at this weight, but I do see them both moving up. Paul Felder, Mike Perry. I can't see Mike Perry winning this fight. I think that's Paul Felder. Hasn't Mike Perry lost like 2 in a row? Has he, or am I wrong on this? I heard that they were trying to get Cowboy in there to fight Mike Perry. And Cowboy's, I don't know if it's Cowboy's team or if it was the UFC. I think it was actually the UFC that was trying to save Cowboy from Cowboy. Because, look, man, I love Cowboy. He's one of my favorite fighters, but you gotta wonder how much more he has in the tank. I don't know. So the Francis Ngannou and Derek Lewis fight. I picked Francis at first, thinking that he's gonna knock out Derek Lewis, but man, the more I watch like Derek Lewis's old shit, and just the kind of fighter he is, I see Derek Lewis taking him down almost immediately. And if he does that, I think you could see Derek Lewis win by TKO. Maybe the end of the first, middle, end, second. I don't think this goes past the second round. I think it's gonna win and knock out one way or the other. Francis is such a tough guy to like go after, you know, because you gotta get in there to take him down. But that's the thing, you gotta get in there. And getting in there against Francis is a terrifying thing for any fighter. Right? I don't know. I could see Derek Lewis winning this, and I want to take Derek Lewis just because I'm taking Chiesa. All right, so here's the thing, though. I'm taking Stipe still. And I still, this is the first super fight, right? What I mean by that is DC is the light heavyweight champ. Stipe is the heavyweight champ, most successful heavyweight champ. They're similar in style. Stipe is bigger. But you got to think, DC's never been the bigger guy. So he's used to that. So the whole Stipe's bigger thing doesn't really, I don't think it carries that much weight in this. Plus, I'm almost positive that DC weighed in heavier than Stipe did today. So DC has never been the bigger guy. And he loses to that guy named John Jones, who he is not fighting tomorrow. His weakness is against kicks. Stipe doesn't really kick that much. DC's wrestling is insane, and his mentality, you know, his fighter IQ is off the charts. And look, Stipe's mentality is insane too, okay? And his punch, he has obviously the punching power. But if Stipe doesn't knock him out, which is very, very, very possible, it's almost hard for me to see, like, this fight going for Stipe if it goes to decision. It's crazy, too. I heard Brendan Schaub talking about this. DC is stealing John Jones' dream. DC has the potential right now to become the light heavyweight and heavyweight champion of the world. Like I said, I'm picking Stipe still. But isn't that insane that was John Jones' dream and he tests hot, whatever. DC says, wait, that's your dream? Cool, check this out. Gosh. Takes it. But think about how that builds the fight against... See, I don't want to see DC and John Jones fight again. I really don't. If they're both on the same shit, if they both test positive for that minimal amount of steroids, I think John Jones beats him 10 times out of 10. I don't want to see that fight again. And you know, dude, you know if he beats Stipe, he has to fight John Jones when he comes back. Or what, Brock Lesnar? Dude, DC is not about to fight Brock Lesnar. But it does build that fight against John Jones and it makes more drama. We have to go through this again. And I don't want to deal with that. I love John Jones. He's my favorite fighter, not named Stipe. But I don't want to do this shit again. If John Jones tests, and that's another thing too. We all are assuming that John Jones' suspension is not going to be as long as it originally looked. We have no idea if it is or not, right? And another thing, too, that makes you want to root for Stipe that much more, you know the fucking UFC is secretly rooting for DC to win this. Stipe is not a draw. He's not. And for Clevelanders, they can't accept this, okay? People in Cleveland cannot accept that Stipe is not as big a draw as he should be, which he should be. Okay, he's a volunteer firefighter, great dude, hardworking guy, and he'll punch your face off. He just isn't a draw. Like, is it because he's not a bad guy? Same with DC. DC is a good dude, and he's not a big draw. The only time his fights are off the charts is when he's fighting a guy named John Jones. I don't want to see DC John Jones again. I want to see Stipe John Jones. And if John Jones can't come back, I want to see Stipe and Brock. It's just like the UFC keeps setting Stipe up for failure. And I talked myself into thinking Stipe is going to get beat somehow, some way. And then Stipe just fucking, he takes care of business, does what he has to do. And then the whole time I'm thinking, why was I worried that Stipe was going to lose? And that's the thing. I'm not rooting against Stipe in any fight ever. I get worried because I'm a fan of his. Same thing, like, when the Cavs were playing the Warriors, I was talking about reasons that the Cavs were worrying me. That doesn't mean that I'm rooting against them. I'm just worried about the outcome of this. And I think a lot of fans of Stipe, if you've only watched DC, this is a big thing. And I actually called in ESPN 850 and said this today. If you have only watched DC fight John Jones, you're in for a rude awakening, I think. Because John Jones takes care of business against DC. Go ahead and watch any other fight that DC's been in. Daniel Cormier is, he's nothing to mess with. The dude can fight. You want to talk about DC, or Stipe's wrestling? DC is just as good, if not better. Now, like I said, striking, I'm giving this one to Stipe. Wrestling, DC. Mentality, everybody that I've heard talk about sparring with DC says this guy never stops. So, and I don't want to say this about Stipe because I obviously don't know. And this is a reason I was trying to get somebody from, you know, his, from Strong Style on here. I don't know if Stipe is like that. I'm sure he is. Fighter IQ, I mean, I would almost give it to DC just because Stipe eats shots, man. He doesn't go down. He has a hell of a chin. But I don't know. It's for me, this fight's a toss-up. I'm picking Stipe because I'm from Cleveland and I want to see Clevelanders win. But that fight is going to, man, that fight is going to be a crazy fight, okay? I wanted to talk about, a little bit about teams, because what I was thinking, this is a thought that went through my head, was this whole idea of teams, you know, thinking about the immigration policy that Trump had, where he was taking the kids away from parents, and then he took the kids away from the parents. Then, like, he was like, you know what? I shouldn't do that. I'm gonna take that away. And then people were like applauding him for going back on his word and being like, okay, we're not going to take the kids from the parents. You don't praise the terrorists for letting go of the hostages, right? And I think if you're on that team of, if you thought that him taking away kids from their families, if you thought that was a good idea, like if you think, well, they shouldn't have broke the law, you know? They shouldn't have broke the law. And that's what happens if you break the law. Your kids get taken away. I'm not talking about the immigration. I'm talking about the fact that he was taking kids away from their parents. That's all I'm talking about. And if one part of your brain said, you know, they shouldn't have broke the law. Dude, we can't have a discussion about it because you're an asshole. And the rational thinking people, we don't want you on our team, that America team. And if you, say, like, I don't know, if you think that just because somebody broke the law, that's what should happen, and you don't look, like, in between the lines, you know, you're a fucking asshole, straight up. If you want people to stop coming to America, look, if you want people to stop coming to America, fix places that are connected to us, like Mexico, okay? If you want people to stop coming to America from Mexico, dude, they're connected to us. There's a fence and a line in the dirt, and we say, you guys can't come over here unless you go through all this shit. And they're just trying to make a, better life. That's it. Majority, okay? Now, yeah, there's obviously some people that have, like, ill intentions on America. But for majority, people coming from Mexico, dude, they want a better life. So they're coming here illegally, risking everything to try to make a better life for their family. We have to make places better. You know? That's what you, if a place is sick, you make it better. That's what living organisms do. Okay? If they're in a place that isn't good for them, they move to a place that's better. From bugs to animals to people. Bacteria, whatever you want to do. Everything that's living, if you're in a place that isn't good, you move to a place that is good. Right? So if you want to stop people from coming to America illegally, either A, make it easier for them to get here legally so that you cunts, stop throwing a hissy fit about people trying to get here. Or fix the place that they're at. There's a reason people go on vacation to Mexico, because it's awesome. Parts of it are awesome. Can we just make the rest of it awesome? Help them out a little bit, you know? Instead of just being, oh, no, that's us versus them. The same thing with gun control, okay? Women are like, oh, well, it's the way we raise our men. And the men say, all the boys are pussies. And then all the people on the right call the people on the left whiny bitches. And then the people on the left march. And there's no discussions. There's no ground being made. There's nothing. There's no discussions. You can't talk normally or rationally. You pick a team. You just pick this team and you stick to it. You pick the left or the right. And then you go against everything that the other side has to say. And that's it. Am I the one that has the answer? Hell no. I'm the one talking into a microphone, ranting right now. Jeez, man. That got weird. I was just thinking about it the other day. And it pissed me off. Jesus. What's going on, guys? I apologize for that rant. It was just something that, you know, it popped into my head, and I wanted to talk about it. I wanted to get my little version out of the way. Oh, how about this, dude? Did you guys see that Disney has these acrobatic robots? And, they're literally, I think they're working with DARPA, the people that have the people that have that robot that eats, like, biodegradable matter, right? Isn't that the way to put it? It eats living shit to keep running. A.K.A. dead bodies or humans. So, what happens if Disney teams up with DARPA? Isn't that what it's... I think that's what the company is. It better be, or else I'm stupid. I don't want to hear any tweets. I don't want to hear any comments about, then I'm stupid. But this thing just flips through the air and shit. And it's terrifying. It is terrifying. I had some Twitter polls that I wanted to get to. Let me see if I can find them real quick. Okay. With the iconic LeBron billboard coming down today, again, what do you think the new billboard should be? There was a Twitter poll, and 47% of the votes said combination of all Cleveland teams, which I love. 33% said Browns themed. It would have to be old Browns, because new Browns change so much. I don't think that would work. You know, you can't buy a Browns jersey because you don't know if the guy's going to get cut or traded. 20% said Indians themed. That's actually what I would rather have it be than a combination of Cleveland teams. The Indians are so good right now. Or at least Francisco Lindor, right? He's a fucking monster. 0% said Cavs themed. And I don't really blame people. You know? I don't want to keep talking about LeBron, but I don't see the point. People were saying we should make a billboard to thank LeBron. I don't see the point of that. I don't see what good it does. When LeBron retires, then we can pour our hearts out and thanks. But, dude, you left us. You left us to go to another team. It's whatever, man. Let's see what the people on Facebook had to say about it. Hold on. By the way, while I'm looking for this, I think the movie review is going to be Deep Blue Sea. I think we've settled on that. If you guys want to, if you guys want to do that with us, it's going to be Deep Blue Sea. We're going to do it probably by the end of this month. We're going to do the Deep Blue Sea. So if you want to watch Deep Blue Sea, so you know what we're talking about, it'll be a fun movie review. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and just talk about the people that... I'm going to list the people that commented on this poll, and then I guess I'll read what they want and then what I have to say about it. Alex John said he put an emoji of, or a gif of Stipe. So, I mean, obviously, I agree with it, but not enough people watch the UFC. It's not a big enough draw. The UFC, I don't think the ratings are doing good. Eddie Santiago, who I was trying to get on the podcast, said it should be Stipe Miocic, which I do like, okay? I like the idea of Stipe as the poster in Cleveland, but he's not a big enough draw, and that sucks. Dan said Joe Thomas with a nice 73, greater than 23 at the bottom. Now, maybe not that bottom part, but if you could put like some Cleveland legends, dude, Joe Thomas is on there. If we did the combination of Cleveland, Joe Thomas would have to be on that. Jake Brower said nothing, but... I'd be cool with Stipe or a combo with Cleveland Sports. Obviously, I like the combo. You could put Stipe in with the combo, by the way. That was a stupid one. Daisy May said, this made me think for real, like, why is one man representing Cleveland? It should be a combination for sure. And, look, man, if they did go the combination route, for sure get into contact with a Nike rep because they will do the craziest shit. Noah Short, Stipe, it would draw national attention just for everyone to know what we replaced the GOAT of basketball with. Plus, his fight is Saturday night, and this should go up immediately. So that would basically mean you had to put up a billboard of Stipe within 4 days, and that wasn't going to happen. Plus, I don't know how much national attention it would be. It would be like one little ticker on SportsCenter. That would be it. Anna Deloniak said, all Cleveland teams. Of course, I like it. Corey Lynn said a gif. He said Corey Kluber. That might be the worst idea. Could you imagine a big-ass, emotionless picture of Corey Kluber the size of a building hanging up in downtown Cleveland? Dude, that guy has no personality. And I love Corey Kluber. But as far as getting attention, nope. Capital N-O. Look, if we did a combo, Maya Lynn Davis said combo, Stipe could go up, and Kluber could go up, and Joe Thomas could go up. Jonathan Blatnicka said, most definitely Stipe. Again, not a big enough draw. Adam Gray, this was the best idea. Hands down, Adam gets the best idea. Combination of all three teams, throw Stipe in there, a shot of the championship trophy, make a montage of it with the city skyline, put behind it, welcome to the land, ding, 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 you win. If that's what they do, if that's what they did, I would buy you a six-pack. Ben Phillips said Stipe or the Indians. I don't know if that's a combo or if not Indians. I love the Indians. I don't know why they don't get enough. They don't get enough recognition around here. It's like, well, they're about to now, because now that LeBron is gone, people are going to forget about, the Cavs. I forgot about, I couldn't even think of them. That's how fast it went. Boom. Forget. Charles Fowler says, not about the Browns. And, brother, I cannot agree more. If it was just the Browns, people would be so happy about it for the first 6 games of the season. Hey, also, July 4th just passed. Real friends don't text friends. Happy 4th of July, man. Okay, that just don't do it. If you're my friend, you don't text me on holidays. You don't text me on Halloween. You don't text me on Christmas. Definitely don't text me on New Year's. Don't text me on Thanksgiving. If we're real friends, I know that you wish me well. If you're not my real friend and you wish me something like that, it puts a bigger gap in between us. And if you're a troll and you do it, that's fine, whatever. But, like, real friends do not text real friends on holidays. Look, my birthday, I want all the texts. I want them all. But holidays, I don't want any. No texts on birthday. I mean, no. No texts on holidays. All the texts on my birthday. That's all I got for you guys today. We're going to go out on something off the new Drake Vibes. I don't know which one you guys want me to go out on. We'll go out on this. Mob Ties, Drake, Scorpion. Until next time, guys. Peace.
And I'm so tired. lovey-dovey shit. I'm your brother shit. All that other shit. It's too late for all that. Hey, it's too late for all that. Hey, sick of these niggas. Sick of these niggas. Hire some help. Get rid of these niggas. I'm not with the rah-rah. I am a da-da. My bitch is Chanel now. Your bitch in the Skoda. Yeah, and they shook. Please don't let them fool ya. I don't care how they look. Heard all of the talking, now it's quiet, now it's shush. 29.